All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Higher Power Tech Podcast, the podcast that connects you to the higher hiring power you deserve. I am Mark Komar, and finally we have our co-host back, Mr. Josh Starnes from vacation. Did you say hi to the ladies and gentlemen, Josh?
I said hi.
All right, so the team is back together again to talk to you guys today about the IT top industries over the next 5 years. In the previous episode, I know you guys follow us closely. While Josh was gone, I talked about healthcare being a big industry that's coming up here soon, due to the economists talking about how things are changing across multiple industries, but healthcare being one of the biggest ones that will be making a transformation over the next 5 to 10 years, hands down. But today we're going to talk about specific IT industries, and how they are going to be advancing. So those of you out there who are candidates looking to get hired, looking to get placed, and you're in the IT fields, you know, you are a machine learner, data science, dark data, front end, back end, full stack, all that great stuff. You can know about what's ahead and what's coming. And Josh and I have a quick outline to kind of just throw your way about the next five companies or industries, excuse me, that will be growing. So we're going to start with first, number one, artificial intelligence, AI. And we all know about this. This has been big, right, Jay? It's been big over the past year and a half with ChatGPT, you know, coming, making its commercial debut to the average individual. But people fail to realize, I think, a lot of times, and Josh and I have alluded to this, that AI has been used in a plethora of industries thus far, especially specifically, you know, finance. It has been big in service industry. It has been big already. So it's not as if we haven't had AI involved, but it will be growing due to, you know, finance growing, due to other industries getting bigger, like I talked about last week, healthcare. So for you all who are interested in knowing, AI is going to be huge. What positions? IT positions, machine learning positions, data science positions, AI solutions architect positions are going to be very, very big in the next, you know, 3 to 5 years. So if you're not aligned with those fields or those specialties, you want to make sure you're looking into that. So if you have your computer science degree, data science, you know, background, you want to have language programming knowledge within Python, you know, R, Java, those will be essential for you to be able to really progress yourself within those fields and in that niche. But again, AI is going to be big. It is going to get even bigger. So I know the big fear is it's going to take jobs, but like Josh and I have talked about plenty of times in other episodes, it's also going to increase the opportunity for more work and more jobs if you are aligned properly. This is why we're bringing this to you today to talk about the positions, as I just mentioned, that will be more opportunity within these particular niches. So data science, machine learning, engineering, like I spoke about. Okay. Also, too, you may want to know what kind of salaries are we talking about, right? Well, we'll also be talking about salary ranges anywhere between 90 to 150K, depending upon where you are. If you're a data scientist, between 80 and 140K. And again, this is just margins. This doesn't mean this is exact. It can be more. It can be less, depending upon your expertise, your years of experience, you know, mid-level, senior level, junior level, all that great stuff, right? But we just want to give you an idea. If you're an AI solutions architect, you're anywhere between 120 to 180K. And let me tell you, for some of these positions like a AI solutions architect, because it's such a unique position, you might be talking a little bit up into 200, 300K, you know, depending upon, again, what company you're working with, what they're looking for, and the specialty, and again, your years of experience. So just anywhere, just keep in mind between 90, 80K to upwards to say 200K, you can be earning within this field, within the AI realm, artificial intelligence realm. Okay. So I know Josh has an industry for you that he's going to bring up next. And so I'll let him jump in and bring that up to you guys.
Well, I will say, piggybacking on your AI, we recently looked at a position that was paying upwards of 500K for AI. So depending on where you get in with AI, you can make a substantial income. It just depends on where you're at. But that goes into like cybersecurity. So cybersecurity is probably the most important, in my opinion, right now. And it's where a lot of people can make a lot of serious money, especially coming in as the CISO. You know, what I've started seeing is people becoming a vCISO, which is a virtual chief information officer. And what they're doing is they're going in and analyzing people's data and finding out where the gaps are and where they're vulnerable. And so anything in security, whether it be Microsoft security, whether it be AI security, whether it be any kind of security, really right now is a must because there's so many threats of people getting our data. So cybersecurity, you can make, I mean, anywhere from I would say $100,000. Most VC sales are between $250,000 and $350,000, I would say, depending on the company and what they're able to accomplish. Mm-hmm. But there is a lot of money to be made in cybersecurity, and it's pretty much across the realm. You know, if you can find gaps, if you're one of those people that can find the holes, find how to get in there, and then, you know, create something to patch them. You know, with us bringing in all of these apps, you know, we create our data centers, we create our environments, and there's always gaps. You know, you've got technology that sits in front of some, that sit behind mm-hmm. others, and there's always a gateway or a wall in between. You know, with Microsoft, in my opinion, has a very good security platform. Mm-hmm. But in doing a lot of calls and talking to a lot of IT leaders, a lot of people don't understand the back end of Microsoft. You should understand from a security perspective, you should understand all of the security features that are within all of these different technologies so that you aren't a threat to everybody. These people get in so easy. You know, I've seen in the last month, my gosh, Mark, I've seen 100 phishing emails. You know, they try to send them as they're your boss. Oh, hey, this is this. Can you do this? Or, hey, can you do this? It's ridiculous, but there's still people out there that click on these links.
Right.
You know,
right.
Hey, we need this. We got to do this. Stop clicking links, people. But at the end of the day, these corporations, it's funny, is nobody wants to spend any money. Oh, we'll be fine. Yeah, you're fine until it happens to you. And now you're getting hit with ransomware for $250 million and your company shuts down and you all don't have a job because you couldn't simply do what you needed to do. So cybersecurity positions are huge. And if you're interested in going into security or you know security, I would really start driving in some of these larger organizations and say, hey, look, I know how to fix this and I know how to do this. Because right now, in my opinion, cybersecurity is probably one of the most important.
I agree 100%. I agree 100% with you. And I thank you for sharing, like you said, with the back end of Microsoft. A lot of us are not aware of the detail and the importance of making sure, like you said, these gaps are being filled. And the dark data is so huge too with these companies. Yeah. And we've got to make sure that we have protection around that, you know, because again, once that does leak, because companies are sitting on so much information, so much data that they're not even aware of, but these hackers are aware of what you have. Somehow they find out and they will use it against you, you know? So it's important that you have that security in place. I totally agree. So the next position industry that you want to talk about, Josh, I do believe the third one is Internet of Things, I believe we're talking about next.
Yeah, you know, solutions architect, security specialist, software development, you know, those are always going to be here, especially when you look at a solutions architect or even a security specialist. We just kind of talked about that, but software development is never going to go away. We're always going to be evolving and creating new software to make things better. I mean, I just got the update I have an iPhone 15 Pro and I just got the new update. And they made some serious changes to the phone there. But what it's funny is, I feel like Apple's finally catching Android from like 10 years ago. You know, you're finally able to customize your screens and you're able to do this and you're able to do that. But it seems to me like everybody else has been able to do that for years and we're just now getting into it. But what I'm trying to say is software is always evolving. I just bought the new AirPod 4s. So talk about technology. Okay, let's go back to even these headphones, right? Basic headphones, they're wired in. You're never going to beat a signal with a wired in headphone. However, these AirPod 4s, if a call comes in, I can shake my head yes or no, and that will answer or decline the call. It's got what they call a spiritual awareness, where if I'm having a conversation with somebody, it turns the volume down and switches it from noise cancellating to transparency mode. So they adapt and they learn. So then they learn where I like my music preferences to my phone call preferences and lowers volume automatically without me touching these things. All I have to do is put them in and it learns everything I'm doing. Now, where do you think all that came from? AI and software developers. This newer generation, and I always say the newer generation because these are the kids that are going to come in and be innovative. The guys that have been doing it for, you know, 50, 55, 60 years, they may not be in tune with some of the new stuff. But going in as a software developer, it's never going to go away because you're always going to have to write lines of code for this type of stuff to work. And as we've seen over the last 5 years, look at where we've gone in technology-wise. You know, AI really has been around for decades. It's just not been pushed as well as it is today, and it's been underutilized, and they've been doing a lot of testing. But as software developers, you know, really it's hard for me. I mean, we have our salary ranges. You can make between 100, 160. But if you're a main developer of some technology that's such as Apple or the proprietary software behind these new headphones, you're going to get paid. Like,
paid.
IT is a good place to be. And, you know, I know that we're talking about layoffs, right? We've talked about this in many episodes about all these different layoffs and how to get a job and how to do this. But where there's layoffs, it creates opportunity in other areas. It's just a shift. All of this is just a shift into different things. So if you're a legacy IT guy, maybe it's time to kind of catch yourself up on some new technology and get into some of the new stuff. You know, I still see Linux, which Linux has been around since, oh my gosh, my first job when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. But it's from solutions architects, you know, security specialists, software developers. I think those are great positions that are never going to go anywhere, especially from the software development side. So if you're in software development or any sort of cybersecurity, I think
you're absolutely correct, brother. Thank you for bringing all those points up. And I'm glad you're liking your spiritual headphones.
connection. I wish they sounded a little better. You know, they're an open ear concept with noise canceling, which I think is the very first headphones that have ever been created like this. They're not closed in your ear, but they're open ear, and it actually works extremely well for blocking out noise. Like, it's just, it's insane to me how this technology has gone from our original AirPods that, you know, you just put in your ear, and they were the first cool ones with the stem, and they were wireless, and, you know, Everybody thought they were cool, and it was a statement when you wore them. But now the technology behind these things, it's just incredible. And it's just this little headphone. It's mind blowing about what these people can do.
No, you are so right, brother. It really is. I think Meta just launched the other day their virtual goggles, which leads us into the fourth industry that's going to be coming up here that you all are going to have a great time with in augmented reality and virtual reality, right? And they just launched their glasses where they look like normal glasses, but you can have, you know, augmented virtual, you know, images pull up in front of you. Did you see that? That launch that they did with all, like, they had, like,
you can read things, you can see things, but others can't see them.
Right. It's a wearable on the wrist that you allow, you know, just by movement of your wrist. So the spiritual, I guess, on the wrist too, where you move your wrist and it's able to now pull up a certain screen or a phone call. You can have a virtual image pull up of the person you're talking to in front of you, and nobody else sees this but you, right? Yep. So, this industry, you know, Meta, when they made the announcement, what, 2 or 3 years ago, they were going to put billions behind, you know, that, you know, the progression of the virtual goggles and glasses and that, and they combine with Ray-Ban and all that stuff, right? So this industry is going to be huge over the next few years. So if you are a UX designer, right, you know, Josh already talked about software developers and that, but if you are a UX designer, project managers within these fields, right, you have a vast career ahead of you, one that is going to be robust, one that's continuing to grow and get bigger. As I talked about last week, in relation to healthcare, you know, when you have doctors now that can, you know, you can pull up a doctor virtually and, you know, a virtual reality doctor can pop up in your living room, right? They need security around it. Like Josh talked about cybersecurity and all that. We already talked about that in last week's episode. But this industry of augmented reality, virtual reality is going to be huge over the next few years. And if you, like I said, are in that line of expertise of UX, computer science degree, you will be just fine. 3D modeling, that type of thing, you'll be just fine. Josh talked about the salary ranges. Like he said before, they, depending upon what company, where you're at, this can be very lucrative for you. You know, you can talk about positions that are going to be, you know, 300 plus K easily, you know, upwards to 500 K, $500,000 for a position. But again, if you're not looking for these jobs because you're stuck in the mindset of, you know, what you've been doing for the past, you know, 5 or 6 years, and, you know, you're a little frustrated because of the fact that you may have just got laid off and you're not looking for opportunity, you might miss this. So this is why we're glad you guys are here to talk to us, so we can spark that, you know, a little inkling of intrigue of the next industries that might be available for you to be able to, you know, have a long stay career. And the fifth one we want to talk about too, that's still, you know, at its inception, if you will, of what kind of skill set is necessary, but blockchain technology is going to be huge over the next few years as well. I know it came out big. What was that, Josh, like 2022 when they were talking about like the eight, what was it?
Yeah. 2022-ish.
Yeah. When they were talking about the, you know, Bored Apes and all that, and, you know, what you can, you know, you can sell the the virtual cards and images, right? So blockchain was created at that point, you know, but nobody found use case enough for it, you know, in regular day-to-day activity. And that's the thing about AI. AI, like Josh said, has been around for decades. I'll let you jump in here in a second, Jay. It's been around for decades, but when ChatGPT came out, it was able to bring it to the consumer and to the average person a bit easier, where they can say, okay, hey, I can talk into it. I can, you know, I use it for my, you know, for a student can use it for their school for research. You know, a person can now, instead of having an assistant, can now, you know, or an app in order to send out an email, you can now just talk into ChatGPT and you can now get that out. So it became more commonplace, right, with ChatGPT. And the same thing with blockchain technology, it's still trying to find its way into common day usage to have a use case scenario, you know, and they talked about how they're going to bring it into insurance policies and, you know, mortgage policies and different things like that. So you can have, you know, tracking, but it's still at its infancy stage is my point. And in the next 5 to 10 years or so, it's going to be a very big industry once we narrow in on, you know, how to use it and use it correctly. But all of you IT professionals out there who have the skill set, the developing the software skill set, you're going to be crucial in that growth of the industry. All right. So I just want to bring it up. Go ahead, Jay. You got something you wanted to say?
No, I mean, I think there's a lot going on, you know, and it's funny you bring up ChatGPT, because I remember I was sitting in my friend's kitchen and he's like, have you seen this yet? And I said, no, I haven't. And he typed in some parameters of fitness act. You know, we would put in, write me a workout, and it wrote out this whole workout and it was pretty good. And I'm like, wow, I was mind blown the first time it came out. And now it's funny, as I use Perplexity, I like that AI platform, and I'll go in and I'll type in, I'm 42 years old, I'm currently this percent, I'm doing this, and I'll write in all the parameters and it'll completely create anything and everything you want. And it's pretty close. It's pretty accurate. Like it's incredible what these things can do and how these things can learn you. And you were talking about earlier with the wrist thing, you know, the new Apple Watch, I can control it with just clicking my fingers together. It's crazy on where we've gone. However, that leads me to security. All of that has to be secure. All of that data, everything that's going on is up in the air. It has to be secure. So that's why I go back to, I personally think security, anything, is the most important right now. If you are an AI security specialist, I don't know if there's really a price tag on you yet. Like,
that's real.
Yeah. You pretty much write your own salary at that point. So and I know a lot of this younger generation are really, really interested and intrigued by AI. Like, figure out what nobody else is doing and do that and go make millions, you know?
I like that, brother. I like that. That's good. Go be a disruptor. You said, find the gap. Figure out what other people are not doing it. But you're right, because I talked about it on the last episode about this security aspect of things that is so huge, especially for healthcare, right? That's one reason why it hasn't made the pivot yet, the turn that it needs to make, because healthcare is not like any other industry. It has to have protections around it, because you're dealing with such sensitive information, right? Someone's health records, you're dealing with insurance companies, you're dealing with, you know, millions and billions of dollars, you're dealing with HIPAA, right? So you can't just have information that can be leaked, because you don't have time to get that back. And the billions of dollars that will be spent on, you know, claims costs, you know, and you know, insurance costs. So security is vital. So I agree with Josh when he says, There's no cap to, if you're a securities expert, if you're smart, you should be out here hustling, you know, aggressively with these companies to position yourself. If you're not in work, and if you are, you know, we talked about, you know, doing a respectful, you know, pivot. If you're with the company right now and you find out, you know, there might be other opportunities. We've talked about that in other episodes, right? So I agree with you, Josh. Security is paramount. The technology is moving fast. It is moving aggressive. It's fun and it is exciting, but it does leave a lot of open spaces for, you know, the wrong people to set in. And then legislation is going to come into play. You know, governments are going to have to get involved, obviously, and they will. But that brings us to a whole different conversation. But we hope what we've done here is shed light on the next 5 industries that, if you're not aware of their growth over the next few years, now it has sparked your thought to go do more research, do a deep dive, and see how you can position yourself to be a part of this shift and this change in technology. Anything you want to close out with, Jay?
No, I think it's great. Again, you guys can always head over to our website, schedule some time with us. You know, we like to talk to people. Don't forget, you know, we can help you get a job. We can help you figure out a lot of things that are going on, whether you're looking for a job, looking for employees, I mean, anything in to do with hiring, we're here for you. We got you. So don't forget, you can always go schedule some time with us off our website.
You heard the man. Go to higherpowertech.com. We got you guys covered. All right. Thank you for joining us for this episode. We'll see you guys again soon on every Wednesday. Have a great day. Okay. Talk again soon.
See you guys.